Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is National Lutheran Schools Week, and we are celebrating Lutheran schools that are new, recently opened, or some that are opening in the near future. Today, we get to head to Wichita, Kansas. Joining us today, Dan Snyder. He serves as headmaster for Concordia Academy in Wichita. Dan, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Tell us about the beginning of the dream, the idea for opening a classical Lutheran school in your community.
Yes, a couple of pastors, Jeffrey Boyle here at Trinity Church at the time in Wichita, and Thomas Johnson down in Derby, along with a couple of families with students of their own that they hoped to put in a school like this, got together and incorporated in 2018 after doing a study on the neighborhood.
Tell us more about what went into that study.
Yeah, well, the CCLE, or the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, and not only that, but the district, they'll perform a genesis study to take a look at the demographics and see how the community might benefit and be willing to accept a school of that type.
Why a classical Lutheran school? Was there something in that the Genesis Project found or CCLE found that pointed to classical education?
Well, from the outset, the school was intended to be a classical school. The people who were involved in this project were looking to see some sort of what you might call a Reformation-era program startup that focused on classical languages and on the great books, history, and was very confessionally based. And the classical paradigm offered the best course for that, not to mention the historical Lutheran schools and the nuns here in this country were all classical, although they didn't call them that in those days. They had a curriculum much like the one that we present today.
Tell us a little bit about the community where Concordia Academy is located.
Our school is located in the old part of town, you might say, in Wichita. Wichita, a city of around 500,000 people here in Kansas, the largest city in Kansas. And we're located in what they call the South Central neighborhood, which is, as I said, an older neighborhood at the original Missouri Synod Lutheran Church in Wichita. That's at Emmanuel's campus. They have an education annex, which was built in about 1962 and stood virtually empty until 2022 when we were invited to convene there and to hold classes.
How has that community welcomed this kind of classical school?
Well, when we speak about the schools community, really, we draw from the greater Wichita area. We have on our board, for example, we've got about five Lutheran churches represented there. And we also have several Lutheran churches and other Christian assemblies in our area represented in our student body. I should add also that this year, we expanded into a grammar campus. So initially starting as a high school, this year, we opened our grammar campus to the south of Wichita in Derby, Kansas.
Tell us a bit more about that timeline from the idea, the dream to opening each phase of growing the school.
Well, in the beginning, of course, a study was done by the Kansas District in cooperation with the board that had been formed. A series of fundraising dinners and conventions followed. Money was gathered, and then I took the job as the headmaster. I was offered that position in 2022, and at that point, became incumbent upon us to get classes going. So at first, we're going to be in another location, but that didn't prove suitable. And so we found a welcome, as I said, at Emmanuel Church. Currently, we also operate in a campus down at Faith Derby's church for the grammar school. But really, the thing that happened in between all of this is we sought accreditation. We're accredited with the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, which was the CCLE for short. We're also part of the NLSA, the National Lutheran School Accreditation. We're accredited there. And we have a professional partnership with the Association for Classical Christian Schools, the ACCS. That was sort of next on our job list to get done. And now we're kind of in a new phase where we're growing a kindergarten through 12th grade school. The high school located in central Wichita serves a variety of Lutheran churches. And we also have communication with some of the other kindergarten through eighth grade Lutheran schools in the area, recruiting students for the high school from there.
You've mentioned a couple of points of growth. Tell us about the growth that's happened for the school over the last few years.
Yes. Well, you know, a high school graduates people out of the top as we bring them into the bottom. And so we're kind of in a state of stasis, you might say, but we've graduated several students, and we look to graduate three this year. The greatest amount of growth is we see down in the grammar school, of course, because this is where young families start to consider how they are going to pursue the vocation, the parental vocation of bringing up a child in the way they should go. And there, we have the great privilege to begin a partnership, and we hope a long-term partnership there. Another phase of our growth in the high school has been our partnership with the university, the Concordia University in Seward. We're expanding our program of dual credit options for our students there. And recently, last year, we became a CLEP center with the College Board granting college credit through testing there, which is also open to our community. We try to be a service to our community with neighborhood cleanups and activities like that, a concert series that we pursue every year that rotates from church to church in the area. We present classical composers from the Lutheran tradition. So far, in the past 3 years, we've presented concerts featuring Mendelssohn and Bach.
Outstanding. You mentioned earlier that there are students that come to Concordia Academy, to the high school, from other Lutheran schools that might not necessarily be classical Lutheran schools. What does that transition look like for students who come to Concordia Academy and that's their first classical Lutheran school experience? What does that transition look like?
Yes, well, it is always our privilege to, and we have a high percentage of Lutheran students in our school, to have those from the catechized, the confessional churches coming into our school, and then they encounter a classical school. And as you say, classicism is a slight swerve from the program that they may have been involved in. There will be more concentration in the great books. We read a lot of books there. There's a concentration in the languages. And so often a ninth grade student will have to take up Latin right then, which is a different thing than taking up Latin as we begin them in the grade school at third grade. The method's different. The pedagogical approach is different. You're dealing with a young adult virtually at ninth grade, and so the method of getting into languages is different. However, I would add, we've had some great success there. Oddly, people enjoy languages at our school, and I say oddly because sometimes when a ninth grader comes to the high school, they don't know why they're studying Latin or what it has to do with anything. But eventually, and it has, that blossoms into a multi-year study in Latin, which is soon joined by Greek. And in some cases, we teach a lot of modern language as well. We have that capability at our school, so the curiosity of the student regarding language and communication will be aroused. And we had some students studying intermediate German last year, and it was a great pleasure to work with them with their experience in Latin and Greek coming before that.
What is the feedback, Ben, from students and families? It sounds like this is something that the community really has wanted. What is that feedback, Ben, from the people involved?
The feedback is that we have kind of consider ourselves as a scholarly community. And as I mentioned before, we consider our help to be in the vocation of parenting. And in that role, we serve in loco parentis, or at the behest of parents, to assist them in this. The result is that our school is really a community of parents, teachers, and students, and we enjoy the task of education and learning together. So we find that a lot of the activities that we have that result from that approach tends to build our community intrinsically. We've even been able to participate in a little bit of growth in Lutheran church membership as a result.
For families who might be considering a classical Lutheran school, whether it's Concordia Academy or another classical Lutheran school, who haven't had much experience with a classical Lutheran school, what do you want them to know?
I guess I would start here at the Reformation. The Reformation itself kind of came after the onset of a new commitment to classical learning, where the texts were handled. And of course, as we know, Dr. Luther delved into scripture in its own language. And so this approach we call ad fontes, or to the sources. We want to put those things into the hands of students that they might reinvigorate the church and their local communities to put these things back in as they grow and learn. So we find it is natural to have a classical focus as a Lutheran school.
What are you looking forward to? This sounds very exciting. A lot of things happening for you guys in Wichita. What are you looking forward to in the coming, the rest of this school year and next school year?
Yes. Well, this school year, we have a series of field trips, of course, and those are a great opportunity. As I mentioned, we have a graduation coming with three students graduating. In the future, I hope to see more of the kinds of things that we have seen in the past, and those include students who have been prepared in this way, ascending far above the capabilities of their teachers. We find this to be the case when a student is prepared in the classical way. Of course, we weren't really. For my part, I came from the good old days of public education. But these days, the classical approach yields more scholarly progress as time goes on. We've seen it. So I look forward to this. I also look forward to this. A lot of our students going on to study education or perhaps become involved in teaching themselves and to bring this project even farther forward.
How can we learn more about Concordia Academy?
Look at CA Wichita. That's short for Concordia Academy Wichita, cawichita.org. That's our website.
cawichita.org. Our guest today, Dan Snyder, headmaster for Concordia Academy in Wichita, Kansas, helping us celebrate Lutheran schools during National Lutheran Schools Week. Thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word, cus.edu.